Let's talk disability. When was the last time disability was a topic in one of your conversations? You might even wonder why you should talk about disability at all. So why does disability talk matter? First, it's quite common to have a disability. About 30% of the French population has at least one temporary disability, according to the latest DRESS report. So people with disabilities are the biggest minority group in our society. We often do not know whether a person is disabled. 80% of disabilities are invisible. For example, we often cannot see and tell for sure whether a person is hard of hearing or visually impaired, has ADHD or autism, dyslexia, dyscalculia, or any other disability. In addition, many people hesitate to disclose their disabilities because they are likely to face negative attitudes, prejudice, and discrimination. Second, you might argue that you are not concerned. Neither you, your family members, nor your colleagues are currently disabled. Actually, it's not unlikely that you will join this minority group in the future. This is not to scare you, but to paint a realistic picture. You do not have to be born with a disability. Often, people become disabled over the course of their lives due to an accident, a sudden or progressive disease, or age-related changes. Third, but even if you are not directly concerned, you often benefit from disability talk. Do you know that our everyday lives change for the better when we accommodate and design with disabled people in mind? It's called the curb cut effect. Originally, the curb cut was implemented to help wheelchair users transition smoothly between pavement and the road. But indeed, these curb cuts are great for many people. People with small children in strollers, injured people using mobility aids, delivery workers, travelers with suitcases, bicyclists, and scooter users, to name only some. We all have multiple examples of the curb cut effect in the business world. Text messages on phones, audiobooks, subtitles and captions, speech-to-text applications, voice assistants like Siri and Alexa, and even simple tools like Mind Maps. All these applications and innovations were originally intended to give better access to the disability community. Now, many of us use these applications and innovations widely and gladly. So, let's talk disability more often. Even if disability might not feel like a good conversation starter or an easy topic, let's try. Next time, when starting a new project, think and talk about disability. Disability is not a bad word, so do not beat around the bush with calling them differently abled people or people with special needs. Most disabled people are happy when we call it as it is. They are disabled, period. Think and talk about how you can ensure your work is valuable for all your colleagues and students, irrespective of whether they are visually impaired or hard of hearing, have mobility constraints, and deal with intellectual or psychological disabilities. Sometimes we can feel overwhelmed and think it's too much and we cannot account for everyone and everything. However, you will see often it is easier than we think at first. You can also ask disabled colleagues and students for input on how to best support them. Each effort counts. We want progress, not perfection. With each trial, we will get better. When we talk disability, we will help disabled employees and students feel seen and accepted. And additionally, we will all benefit from the curb cut effect and work in more accessible and inclusive organizations.